最近这个万达影院改名和华谊兄弟破产两件事情。
The recent renaming of Wonder Cinemas and the bankruptcy of HWA
几乎同一时间发生，放在一起看呢。
At almost the same time, they were put together to watch.
也挺有象征意义的。
It also has a symbolic meaning.
先说万达这边，当年王健林做万达院线。
Let's start with Wonder's side. When Wang Jianlin founded Wonder Cinemas,
那也是财大气粗。
That's the power of money.
思路特别简单。
The idea is very simple.
也特别有效。
It is also very effective.
你想看电影啊？不好意思。
I want to watch a movie, but I'm embarrassed.
电影院是我开的。
The movie theater is mine.
这就像在高速路上开收费站。
This is like setting up a toll booth on a highway.
车再多，钱。
No matter how much money.
总要从我这里过。
You have to pass through here.
于是他拼命地建影院，收院线。
So he desperately built cinemas and film distribution companies.
信奉一句话，就是渠道在手。
The key is to have a channel.
天下
world
我有。再看华谊兄弟这边呢，
I've also looked at the side of Huey Brothers.
他们走的是另一条路。
They are taking a different route.
不修路。
No road maintenance.
直接造明星车队。
Create a celebrity car team directly.
打造了一个明星资本主义的帝国。
Created a star capitalism empire.
谁能赚钱就捧谁。
Who can make money, they will be praised.
逻辑很清晰。
The logic is also clear.
观众是来看人的。
The audience is there to see the performers.
不是来看公司的。那问题来了。
It's not about the company, it's about...
这两套打法呢，都有一个共同的前提。
These two sets of strategies have a common premise.
就是默认观众是很听话的。
It's assuming the audience is very obedient.
你拍了我就看，你排片了我就去。
You're looking at me, I'm looking at you, you're leaning, I'm going.
但是现在的观众是什么状态呢？
But what is the current state of the audience?
一边刷短视频，
While watching short videos,
一边吃外卖，
While eating takeout,
顺手还能把一部电影用三分钟给你看一遍。
With the convenience, you can also watch a movie in 3 minutes.
你让他们专门出门买票。
Let them go out to buy tickets specifically.
坐两个小时。
2 hours.
他会想你是谁呀？
Who are you?
于是这个局面就变得很荒诞。
So this situation became very absurd.
万达发现路修得再好。
Once a road is repaired,
大家都不走高速。
Everyone is not taking the highway.
改走抖音小道了。
I heard it from the grapevine.
这个华谊发现明星再多。
This HWA wide discovery star is too many.
观众也不迷信了。
The audience is no longer superstitious.
今天喜欢这个。
I like this today.
明天就刷到新的。
I'll see you tomorrow.
所以万达改名本质上有点像把豪华收费站改成亲民服务区。
So, Wonder's renaming is essentially like turning a luxury toll booth into a service area for the public.
试图告诉大家。
Trying to tell everyone.
我不只是收钱的。
I'm not just a money grabber.
我也挺有温度的。
I'm also quite warm-hearted.
但问题是，你车都不上高速了。
But the problem is that you don't drive on the highway at all.
你服务区再好有什么用？
What's the use of a good service area?
而华谊兄弟呢，更像一个老牌经纪公司，突然发现艺人不一定签公司。
An HWA, on the other hand, is more like a traditional agency that discovers talent and then signs them to the company.
自己可以开直播，拍短视频。
You can create your own short video series.
也能火，甚至更火。
He will think even more.
于是他手里的王牌资源开始一点点的贬值。
As a result, the cards in his hand gradually lost their value.
说白了
In short,
这两家都犯了一个很人性的错误。
Both of them made a very human mistake.
太相信我能控制什么。
I'm too confident that I can control everything.
却没有意识到真正值钱的东西早就变成了别人愿意看什么。
However, the valuable things have already become what others want to see.
以前是我给你看。
Used to be, I would show you.
现在是你爱看不看。这中间差的不是一点点。
Now you're not even bothered by the difference in the middle.
而是整个时代的底层逻辑变了。
Instead, the underlying logic of the entire era has changed.
所以今天最魔幻的一幕是一个人在家里拍个段子。
So, the most magical thing today was someone filming a skit at home.
可能流量超过一部投资几亿的电影。
The traffic may exceed that of a movie that cost several hundred million dollars to produce.
一个网红直播两个小时，带货的钱
The money you make from 2 hours of live streaming and selling on a platform like Douyin
比一部院线的票房还快
Faster than a movie theater
你说万达和华谊输给了谁
Who did Wonder and Chinese lose to?
不是彼此
Not each other
也不是对手
Not a match
他们输给了一群更懒的观众和一个更快的时代。
They lost to a group of more lazy viewers and a faster era.
最后就留下一个扎心的问题。
Leave one last thought-provoking question.
当观众连两个小时都不愿意给你。
When the audience doesn't want to give you 2 hours.
你凭什么？还想要他的注意力。
Why do you want his attention?